98FM's Dublin Talks. Live, weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
But I want to move our focus now onto schools. And as you know, one of the priorities that the government announced at the very start of reopening the country and when the schools reopened is that every measure will be taken to ensure that the schools remain open. So unlike our previous lockdown, kids, primary school and secondary school will still be going to school. And some people aren't overly happy about that. Some people believe that the schools, along with construction, everything should be shut down. Now, I know for parents, a lot of parents don't agree with that. A lot of parents believe the kids should be at school. The impact on kids from not being at school in March, April, May and June was huge. So this lockdown, if you want to even call it that, is very different this time in that kids will be still going to school. But Susan, you're worried. You haven't sent your son to school because he's high risk. And obviously, we don't want to name the school, if that's okay.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah, but he's high risk. But you're saying that there have been 14 cases of COVID-19 mm-hmm. in your child's school. And it remains open.
Yeah, no, it's not my son at high risk. I'm high risk.
Oh, sorry, you are. Okay.
Yeah, and because of my illness, it affects my immune system. So we've been aware of this now for over 6 years. So we've always been very careful. But we went in September with the, you know, good hand hygiene masks, you name it, and we made a deal that if it's a thing, we started seeing numbers because we knew there might be a breakout. We knew, so we said we'll go with the flow. We'll see how things go. It started out with two, then it worked its way up, and when it got to four, I started to get very worried.
Now, are you talking about two over a period of a couple of weeks, or two within a couple of days?
It was two in one day.
Okay.
That happened on a Tuesday. Then by the Friday, we had another case. I left at the weekend and I thought, okay, let's just see if there's another text over the weekend, right? And we hit four, you're not going in because it's too dangerous. So we hung on, and then on the Sunday, we got a text at another two. So it was between students and teachers. This is a secondary school base. So we were thinking, right, it's obviously starting to do a round in the school. So we made the decision to take him out. So it's just me and Scott at home. So he depends on me. So if anything happens to me, you know, he's on his own. So we waited and we waited. I contacted the school because the idea of not having him in school was upsetting me more because he's never, you know, it's an important year. He's in fifth year. So it's an important year for him. So it wasn't something we just said, oh, here, just don't be. But this is very important to him. He knows what he wants in future. So missing school is just not an option. But when the cases started going up, and then just by Sunday...
you're keeping him at home, not sending him in. Is that at the request of the school or is that your decision?
That's my decision because
Were there cases in his direct classroom?
Yes, one of them was a close friend.
A close friend.
And we were actually We were actually, one of his close friends actually thought it was just a cold. So we, you know, because he had a cold at one stage at the beginning of the year. So his friend thought the same. So it ended up that his friend was out. But it ended up that the poor chap had tested positive. And the first thing he said is to my fella is, listen, I'm actually testing positive. So just mind your ma, because we would have been in class together. So I was actually thinking, God, we're going to get a text now. We're going to, you know what I mean? We got nothing. We got no through the trace and contact. We didn't get any texts, but we were finding that a bit puzzling because he would have been in the same classroom as him.
Okay, so he hasn't been identified as a close contact. Is that right?
No, and he should have been. In my opinion, and in his opinion, if he's outside actually having a run now, he was saying I should have because
okay,
I was
so
in contact.
He hasn't been specifically identified as a close contact, but why have you not put in for him to be tested himself?
Because Scott has no symptoms. What happened was is that his friend was out just as it looked like a head cold. So Scott hadn't seen him in a few days. So like that, we just put it down to a cold, like what Scott had a few weeks ago. He had an awful sinus infection. So we had just put it down that his friend might have a cold, because it is the season for flus and colds, etc. So like that, when his friend, we only found out, now his friend was already in isolation himself, he stayed at home before he got worse.
Okay, so he was so sorry,
home a week.
Has your son been a close contact of him when he might have had the virus?
Might have been, yeah, but we weren't told, but we took the precaution where he isolated.
Okay,
my son just isolated himself just to be on the safe hand. Even though we didn't get a call from HSC or anything like that, I did contact the school asking for advice. What do I do? Like, I'm high risk.
And what are the schools saying?
Basically, there's no protocol to help parents in situations. That's all I was told. And I find that very frustrating, because they had 6 months to organise something as a backup for situations like I was told that, look, you're not the only person in this situation with parents or brothers or sisters or somebody at home ill. So I can understand your frustration, but unfortunately there's nothing that we can do to guide you. If you want to take him out of school, that's your choice.
Okay, so you said in total there have been 14 cases in the school. Would they be 14 still open cases?
Yeah, 14. Well, 14 as in from Monday evening, 14. 14 were pulled out, that's over the space of 2.5 weeks now.
Okay, now I assume all of those 14, are we talking just students or students and teachers?
No, this is students and teachers. I think at the minute it stands as it's working out at half and half. So it is definitely doing its work between students and teachers.
Okay. And I assume all of those 14 people are at home isolating?
They are, yeah. No, and we were told this, you know, we've been told by a text message. It's just a waiting game. You wait for the text message to come through, and you're told how many students and you're told how many teachers. We're told in the text message that the school is following HSC guidelines. These people are now in isolation, and people in contact tracing have already been contacted, which I was surprised about, because we had already known about my son's friend, so we were kind of already doing it just in case.
But my understanding is with contact tracing, it only contact traces people 48 hours before you tested positive, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So that's what they...
Well, he hadn't seen him in a week and a half.
Right.
Because he had thought it was just a flu. And his parents had said, look, there's no point going into school because they'll just send you home if it's the flu. But this progressively got worse. And that's when he got tested. But Scott was just taking the precaution because he was thinking of me. But I think it's very frustrating that there was no guy... There's no... Now, thank God, I have a sensible enough young lad. He emailed teachers. The teachers have been super supportive and sending out work to him. So thank God for the internet and computers, because he's able to do his class, you know, his work and send it in. But it's just very frustrating that they had 6 months to sort out something. Like, I just don't believe when it gets up to this kind of a number to keep a school open. I just don't believe.
How big is the school?
It's a big school.
Like, we're talking to 1,000 students?
Oh, over, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a secondary school. You know, it's a big school. And another thing that my son was saying, he goes, when he started at school, he actually said, he goes, I don't feel safe. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, they're given out you have to have your 2 metre distance. There is not a 2 metre distance in our school halls. He said, you'd be lucky to get a metre. He said, you're told to wear your mask. He said, now I leave it on religiously. And he said, but you're allowed to take it off for your lunch. But you're in a lunchroom with over 50 children. He said, it makes no sense.
Okay, so you have kept your son out of school because there are 14 cases from the school between parents or between teachers and pupils, and we're talking a school with over 1,000 students. Now, what is your plan going forward, and do you think that the school should be still open during level 5 lockdown?
I don't think they should be open, and actually I was hoping in one way last night that it would be said it would be closed, because then I wouldn't feel so guilty for keeping him out. But as my son said to me, he goes, I'm not going to go in and play Russian roulette and come home, bring this to you and something to happen to you.
Okay, then, so with you know, that in mind, are you going to keep him out of school for the next 6 weeks?
He's going to be out of school for the next 6 weeks, yeah.
Now,
yeah, because I just...
If he misses more than 21 days at school, you could be in trouble.
I could be in trouble. And this is what I'm afraid of. And this is why my anxiety goes through the roof. My mum had to come on the phone to try and calm me down last night because I was just so upset. And I don't know what to do. There's nowhere to guide me on what to do. Because it's not my son that's a high risk. It's his mother. His only person, you know, to... look after him.
Okay, so in order to protect yourself, essentially, you are keeping your son out of school for the next 6 weeks, at least.
At least, yeah. Well, as I like,
have you articulated this to the school?
I've spoken to the school. Like as I said, they said I can only do what's best for myself and my son. That's all I've been told. I was lucky enough that my young lad is very good. Like he's set on what he wants in the future. So he's not a dosser. He's a hard worker. So he got on to the teachers and he explained the situation. A lot of his teachers already knew of our situation. So they were very good. His new teachers, he was a bit wary about, you know, would they understand? And they've been super understanding. So they've been emailing all of his work to him. Now, I've been afraid I don't want to fall behind, you know, like... He already missed out on so much. Now, I know it was only TY he'd done last year, but, like, he does not like not being in school. He, you know, it would take an awful tummy bug or something for him to be out of school. He's always in school. So for this to happen, he's like, I am not going to have it on my head to go to school, to come home, give it to you, for something to happen to you and for me to live with that for the rest of my life, because I know mentally I wouldn't cope with that.
Sarah, you're also not sending your children to school. Why?
No, well, one of my kids was spat at yesterday, so it's obviously not kind of like a rain on the kids not mingling with each other for a start. So, no, I'm not sending them. Why, if the rest of the country is closed down, why on God's earth will I send my kids in?
Because we're being told by the health authorities that schools aren't responsible for spreading this virus. That's what we're being told.
I don't believe that, because since the kids went back to school, that's when it all started going up. I'm just not using my kids as a guinea pig. There's no way on earth.
Right.
No way on earth.
So, have there been any cases in your child's school?
There's actually not. Surprisingly, there hasn't been, which is great. Which is brilliant. But with the likes of kids spitting at each other and things like that.
Yeah, but that's disgusting.
You know what I mean?
That's
like
disgusting any day of the week, especially at the moment. But
I know. But, No, I just don't feel like it's right. I'm doing my school from home. My college is online. The kids should be online. I know it's hard for parents, but in all fairness, we have gotten used to it as well. It is very hard. I'd be doing my own college classes as well as the kids, and like with a toddler in tow as well. But I still just don't think it's right if the rest of the country is on lockdown and just the schools. It just doesn't. It's not fair on the teachers either. Like, it's not fair on them. I feel so bad for them.
Do you not think...
And then, at the moment...
Sorry, Sarah. Do you not think that by keeping your children out of school, you're going to do more harm than good?
No. No. Definitely not.
What ages
definitely
are they?
Definitely not. I'm 13, 12, and then a three-year-old. And then I'm in college as well.
Okay. And you're all going to be staying at home for the foreseeable?
Yeah. And like, the thing is, like, I came up to Tesco just to get all my own little bits at the moment. And I'm joking, you should see the panic. I've never seen it. It wasn't even like this the first time the lockdown happened. People are panic buying, the shelves are empty, the toilet rolls are running out. Like, and I don't mean to scare anybody at the moment.
I don't know what people are
again.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
It's literally happening again now. Like, I came up, because my son is autistic, so I had to come up and get things. He'll only eat certain things like pasta. The last time pasta was wiped off the shelf, because if it was never going to come in again, I came up just to get a few packets of that for him, just in case. I was right to because the shelves are being emptied again.
Okay, so, if anyone's panic buying today, get a grip of yourself. Seriously, there is no need for panic buying. We saw the last time the country was shut down, we didn't run out of anything. Nothing whatsoever. So,
they're doing it worse this time now.
Even the bloody queues at Smith's and all that, Smith's are still going to be open for click and collect. Okay, so you will
you
will still be able to get what you want. Relax there. Oh, anyway, Sarah, I need to go back to the fact that you are not sending your children to school for the foreseeable future.
They can take me to court if they want to. I really don't care. Like, I'm not doing it. No way. There's no way on earth am I doing it. Like, we have to get buses and stuff to school as well. So there's just no way on earth. There's just no way on earth I'm going to send them.
Sounds like you're in a shop yourself, Sarah.
I am in Tesco. That's what I said. I'm in Tesco picking up some pasta from the autistic child. And the shelves, and it's a good thing I did, because the shelves are being wiped out. That's what I'm saying to you. Like, it's worse than the last time.
All right, I just can't get my head around that. Stay there for a second, Susan, or Sarah. Susan, you're on 90... Or sorry, Renata, you're on 98 FM. Hi, Renata.
Hi, Adrian, how are you? Thank you, I'm good.
Two parents in a row are not sending their children to school.
God, it's insanity. 100% yes. I was praying that the schools would not close. I mean, for my heart contents, I feel for the parents that have vulnerable children and they don't want them let into the school. And the schools should agree with that and they should be legal and all that. But I am 100% letting my kids in. One lockdown was more than enough. They're like, I mean, the little one took really bad. The oldest one pretended he was cool, but I don't know how cool he was about it. But the schools must go on. The same with the building sites, they must go on. What's like, I have best friend and she's a nurse in the hospital and she's sitting there, we were talking on the phone yesterday, pulling her hair out and saying, she said, I have no idea what to do if they close the schools.
And a lot of parents are in that situation.
The same. People have to work. Working at home with the kids ends the homeschooling. Like, I am not working. Only my husband does. So it was okay for me to stay at home and you know, take a busy time with the kids. But there's a lot and a lot of parents that do have to go out to work.
Okay, but when you hear, for example, Susan described how she's got underlying health conditions as a result of which... In a school with 14 confirmed cases of the virus, she is not sending her son to school and risk bringing it home to her.
100%. 100% agree with that, Adrian, but I do not agree with the schools being completely shut. I believe that it should be everyone's choice to be able and to be allowed to go to school, go to work. If you don't feel like it's safe, that's fine. Stay at home. Prove the doctor's notes that you have underlying conditions and you don't have to send your kids to school or you don't have to go to work. But I'm not having this happening to my kids again. Like, my youngest one's birthday is happening now. The next week, that's cancelled. Trick-or-treating, that's cancelled. Thanks God we got on to Santa much earlier this year because we kind of thought that's not going to happen. So at least the Christmas will be in the certain level of normality. At least, you know, it's going to be at home without everybody.
Okay, we heard from Susan who's not sending her child to school because she has underlying health conditions. And that's
fair enough.
Understandable. Sarah is also not sending her children to school, not because of underlying health conditions, Sarah, no?
She's paranoid.
No. And it's not about paranoia. It's not about paranoia. I'm going to replace them in the children's hospital, and we've seen it firsthand. There's no way on earth I'm sending my kids in there to catch that. There's no way on earth. If it's not safe for other people to go to work or anything like that, are they telling us not even to go to
It's not even that it's not safe for people to go to work, Sarah. It's to stop adults mingling. That's what this is aimed at doing.
Do you stay at home and do you can take care of your kids if they don't go to school?
Well, obviously not if I'm in college. My college, I'm working in healthcare as well.
But you do have a possibility of staying at home and working in a college.
No,
your college work through the home. You don't have to go in.
No, we've got work. Yes, I do have to go into college. We've got work placements. I have to go into college, but I'll just have to manage a way and find somebody to mind my kids.
Okay, so someone is going to mind your kids in those days.
I haven't even figured that out.
Okay, Sarah, let me try and understand this. You are not sending your children to school, not because of any underlying health conditions in your home, but because you don't want to risk them getting the virus.
The numbers are going up, 100%. The way the numbers are going up, no way. No way. We're not going into lockdown for nothing. There's no way on earth I'm going to risk my kids getting on two buses to go to school and mingling with others. No way.
Are they not mingling outside the front door?
No, they haven't been going outside.
Well, they haven't been going outside.
No, they haven't gone out.
They haven't been going out.
No, my son's autistic, so he doesn't leave the house. And then my daughter, she just kind of says on her phone, like, they haven't been going out.
Okay, stay there for a second, Sarah. I'd like to get your reaction to the whole thing around schools. Call me now on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Alan isn't happy with teachers.
Adrian, don't get me started on the teachers. It's simple with the teachers. If you don't want to work and stay at home, you stop getting paid and you go on the PUP. End the story. But no, the teachers won't want that. They want to not work and still get their full pay. I'm sick of listening with the teachers. The nurses must be rolling their eyes up to heaven listening to the way the teachers are going on. Thanks.
Thank you, Alan. He's angry. Sharon sent me this.
Hi, Adrian. I can't come on at the moment. My daughter was also in that situation where she was a close contact of a child in her classroom. But thankfully, they were all tested and they all came back negative. And we had text messages and phone calls from the HSE and contact tracing. I suppose we were just lucky enough to get that done. But thank God it all came back negative.
Thanks, all right, Sharon. Thanks very much indeed. Tony, your son is off school today due to a positive case in his class.
That's right, yeah. He's 11 years old, and we got a text last night just saying there was a positive case in his class. Doesn't say anything about close contacts or nothing.
So just don't send him in tomorrow?
Don't send him in today, and apparently they're back in tomorrow. Was a text we got.
Oh, so...
Yeah, nothing...
So you've no idea who the student is?
No.
You've no idea whether your son would have come into contact with him?
No, nothing from the school. Just don't send them in today. And then today we got a text this morning just saying they're back in tomorrow.
So whatever reason there was that he wasn't in today has just disappeared then?
Well, according to them it has. Like, I'm actually diabetic, so I obviously had to be a bit more careful. But, you know, so I don't know what to do. What, send them in, get them tested, or... You know what to do.
Mm. Now, if he is identified as a close contact of the positive case, and you don't know if the positive case is a student or a teacher, obviously, you haven't been told anything. Is that
no,
right?
I've been telling them. Okay. Yeah, no.
But if he's a close contact of the confirmed case, he should be contacted by contact tracing.
Well, you think so, but as I said, it's just simply two texts we got. One, don't send him in tomorrow due to a confirmed case, and then this morning they're back in tomorrow.
Have you gotten on to the school?
The wife is trying to ring this morning, but no joy at the moment.
Right, okay.
It's just a bit strange.
That's very strange,
but, you know,
yeah. That's very, very strange, it has to be said. I'd love to find out. I'd love to find out if you manage to get in touch with the school, what they happen to say.
It just doesn't instill confidence.
No, it wouldn't instill confidence in me either. Don't come in and then 24 hours later, come on back in again.
And so. they actually put in a test it was a confirmed case. It wasn't possibly, it was actually a confirmed case, so it was definitely a case in his class.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden it's disappeared.
That is a very strange one. Stay there for a moment, Tony. Gavin, you're on 98FM. How are you, Gavin?
How are you doing, Adrian?
You were annoyed with Renata, who was on there a moment ago.
Oh, God, she has me fuming. I'm going nuts listening to her. Adrian, that woman just... I sent it in a WhatsApp voice recording, and she just actually answered the question that I said. The first thing she said to you was, oh, my friend's a nurse, and her hair's pulling out because the kids are going to close. Because of the school. The only reason why they want the schools open is so that certain sectors can send their kids to school. That's all it is. It's nothing to do with public health. Sheila is bang on the money. She's right. Your friend Pamela's right. She's not sending her kids. They're right. They're just guinea pigs. The kids are being sent as guinea pigs.
Have you got kids?
Yeah, they're not going.
Oh, so you're not sending your kids to school
100%,
either?
100%.
100%. As of when?
As of today. I sent them this morning, but I won't send them from Wednesday. Because everything's on lockdown from Wednesday.
Well, Thursday morning, actually. But yeah.
Yeah, well, midnight, yeah. You can't, Adrian. You can't send them. You'd be mad to send them.
So you are not sending your children to school the next 6 weeks?
No way.
And the reason for this is?
Because of the public health, Adrian. The kids are spreading it. That's why there's a thousand cases.
Stop shouting there, Gav. Relax there for a minute.
Sorry.
Take a breath. Take a breath.
Yeah, yeah.
You are not sending your children to school because of the level 5 restrictions. You think they are at risk and being used as guinea pigs.
100%. So go to look at the cases rose since the kids went back. We are lower. So what's happening is, and I'm a taxi driver agent, I have doctors in my car. They said that kids spread it, but they don't really get affected by it. Mm. So kids in primary school aren't getting sick enough. But when kids, if your kid is playing with another kid in class, and let's be honest, they are playing together. I mean, I'm realistic. So they're coming home, and then it's the old people and sick people in other houses that can get sick because of that child after being playing with your grandchild or your child or your niece. So it doesn't make any sense.
So, let me ask you, Gavin. Okay, you're keeping them at home, okay? You're not letting them go to school.
Yeah.
And are you going to keep them indoors and not meet their friends?
They're not allowed. That's the law. So you're telling me then, what's the point in having a level 5 if you're going to tell the kids, now it's 4 o'clock, go on out and play? That makes no sense.
All right, look, I have to take a very quick break. I'd like to hear from you. We're talking about schools. Dara sent me this message. Delighted that the schools are open.
Thank God the schools and crèches stayed open. I just started a new job this week, and it's literally crucial that my daughter can go to crèche. Otherwise, I'll be out of work. Like, I need to do all these intensive trainings. It's not a simple job to do from home. Luckily, I can work from home. But if I didn't have her crèche open, I'd be out of a job.
This is a message from Bill.
Adrian, I've sent my 3 kids to school, and I'll continue sending them to school. Because if they were home with me again, I'd bleed and kill them.
All right, quick break. Back in just a moment.
On your radio, on our app, and listen to 98FM on your smart speaker.
Play 98FM.
Dublin's 98FM.
At Tesco, we've got value with Halloween in mind. Get Halloween ready with pumpkin carving kits, decorations and balloons, or a cauldron loot pot from €1 each. Or 25% off all F&F Halloween costumes available in selected stores now. And stock up on goodies like Cadbury Milk Chocolate Fingers 207g, O'Donnell's Cider Vinegar and Sea Salt 125g, Pepsi Max or 7-Up Light 2-litre bottles, any 3 for €4. Tesco. Every little helps. T's and C's apply while stocks last.
Don't you just love it when you find that special something that you weren't even looking for? Like that fab new coat to add to your winter wardrobe or a new athleisure wear outfit. Because let's face it, you can never have enough athleisure wear. Liffey Valley has all your favourite brands and all your favourite retailers. So you'll find what you're shopping for and you'll love what you find. Shop it, love it. Liffey Valley. See liffeyvalley.ie.
There's no easy way to say this, but if I don't say it now, I'm scared. I never will.
Did you know that Rustler's burgers are seriously flame grilled? Rustler's. Better than you think.
COVID-19 infection rates are continuing to rise rapidly across the country.
Government has decided that we should move to level 5 for the next 6 weeks from midnight on Wednesday.
This is a balancing act, balancing public health, societal well-being and economic activity.
This means that we must all stay at home, except for essential reasons or for exercise within 5 kilometres.
Schools and childcare will remain open as a priority.
Level 5 restrictions are hard for everyone.
Government recognises the need for additional financial and social supports, and these are in place.
The local authority community call helplines remain available and are ready to provide practical help and support to the most vulnerable in our communities.
Full details of Level 5, including the measures and the supports that are available, are at gov.ie/COVID-19.
Together we can get through this. Supported by the Government of Ireland.
The sound of the city. From Stonybatter to Stepaside. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
What is that Egypt on?
I'm not sending my kids to school. I sent them in today, but I'm not sending them tomorrow because for public health.
For
God's sake, if you sent them all the other times while COVID was still here, what's the difference? Because what's the difference in sending them from tomorrow on because of a public lockdown? Get a goddamn grip. Some people are so goddamn stupid.
No, Michelle. You need to take a deep breath as well. Yeah. We're talking about the schools and how you're feeling about the schools remaining open during the level 5 restrictions over the next 6 weeks. I'm gobsmacked by the amount of parents that aren't sending their children to school. I really am, I have to say. Gavin sent me this message.
There's actually loads of people keeping their kids off school. I'm in a taxi this morning. They're not sending their kids to school because of it. Tell that woman not to be worrying. She can't get into trouble for keeping them off at all.
Okay, that was him who was on a couple of minutes ago. I've just been told. Anya, you're on 98 FM. Hi, Anya.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Your issue is about parents being not informed, basically.
Yes, you know, I think there is... Lack of information about how many kids are infected or how many schools are currently dealing with the issue. I think as a parent, I don't see any of that information. There is actually a group on Facebook that was created by parents. And I won't mention the name of the group. Many listeners might know about it. And parents, actually, even though it's confidential, they are sharing the information about the names of the schools and the amount of cases there. So, you know, parents are
I don't want you to name it, but this is a Facebook group where people are sharing the name of the school, the name of the kid who's infected.
No. Not names of the kids. Sometimes the class number, like, you know, whichever class it is.
So in fifth class, in such and such in school, there are two cases.
Yes.
What's the point? What's the point in that?
Well, I suppose, you know, because I don't know. I think from the information that I'm getting there and the comments that are there, I can only say that, for example, parents are even in the class, and I think one of the listeners today that called you, you know, you don't even know if it's, who is it, a teacher? Is it somebody in the pod of your child? Kids are not going to school for 48 hours. However, that kid that was infected, they could have spreading for the past 6, 7
okay,
to 14
let
days.
Okay, let me ask
right?
you then, Anya. In fact, I want to run a
very... Don't get me wrong, like, I have kids and I am sending them to school.
Okay,
I think it's
that's
very important. Yeah,
I
think it's very, very important for their mental health. And as long as we can, it's great.
I have to say, I do think myself.
There should be more transparency, you know.
But how much transparency do you want? Do you want the kids named?
No, absolutely not. But if it's... And I think the whole thing about the 48 hours not going to school and then the tests of only kids in the pod or whole the class, I've heard different stories. Like, I've heard about a person, whole of the class had to be tested. Then I heard about somebody who only the pods, which was like 4 or 6 kids, had to be tested, not the rest. And it's just, I find it very, very messy.
Yeah, no,
I think there should be more transparency around that.
Okay, so parents have taken it upon themselves, and I'm just have to be sent this Facebook page that you're referring to, and I'm not even going to name it, okay? But it says,
so you know that,
109,000 members on it, and it says, guys, as we all know, we're probably not going to be told about cases arising in local schools, so as mammies and daddies, if we hear anything, maybe this group can be made aware anonymously or on the page so we can try protect our little ones as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's outrageous.
You think?
I think that is outrageous. And the reason I do is because we have a system in place of contact tracing. And if your kids come in contact with a confirmed case, you will be notified.
That's the problem, because a lot of
sort of Facebook page is the at the very start of this. There's no way of confirming it. It's... I could make up a story right now about a school down the road here, posted, say there's 50 cases in the school. It's fake news.
No,
it's not
no.
controlled.
Well, there are letters.
Who verifies all this?
I don't know. Like, I'm just, I only mentioned the page.
No.
That it's there.
But my point...
I think it only shows, my point is, it only shows if there is such a huge amount of parents on that group, as you mentioned, right?
109,000 people.
There is a lot of people out there who maybe feel similar in a way, you know. It's hard to find a middle point in all of that, right, and make everybody happy. It is. And we're trying as best as we can. I understand that. And government is trying as best as they can. Mm. And you just have to consider everything. And I suppose creating this page is not helping, you know, to avoid the panic and stuff like that. I do understand that point. However, I do feel like we are not, even on the announcements, let's say, let it be once a week. It doesn't have to be every day. Why are we not being informed how many, you know, the cases in schools, not in particular, let's say, not naming the kids or...
Okay, but an overall guidance. All right, no, that's a fair... Although we heard the lady who started this conversation, and she was able to tell me that there were, 14 cases in her school, so they've obviously been notified of it. Stacey just sent me this message.
No, Adrian, you're wrong. You need to send proof of the email that you get from the school before they put it up on the page.
Oh, okay, well, that's something, I suppose. I still don't see the value of it, though, Stacey, because why would you need to post the letter if all parents have gotten the letter? I don't really understand that, to be quite honest with you. I haven't been on the page. I'm not a member of the page, but I'm being told by Jeremy, who is a member of the page, you have seen a load of fake rubbish on it, have you? Jeremy? Sorry, yes. You've seen a load of fake rubbish on the page. But he's definitely seen stuff that isn't verified. Jessica, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Jessica.
Hello.
Now, what did you want to say?
They should be closed.
The schools should be closed.
Primary and secondary, but keep the creches open. Close primary and secondary.
And why the creches?
Because, like, obviously, I'd say they're more of an essential than sending your kids to primary or secondary for college. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you would like to see the schools closed. Denise, a mother of five, you've one child with special needs, one with diabetes. Are you sending them to school?
At the moment, Adrian, yes, I am. There's been no cases in the schools where my children are. As I was saying to your colleagues, I'm at a catch-22. First lockdown hit my little one's autistic, hit her so bad. She's gone non-verbal now. She's in mainstream, but she's struggling after lockdown. All her therapies, school closed. She had no resources to help treat her autism. I've had now a child at home, a lifetime illness. I myself have asthma, so I'm at a catch-22. Do I send my kids? Do I not send them? If I don't send them, my child's going to deteriorate more. And then
obviously the first lockdown did have an effect on
her. Yeah.
So you don't want to do that all over again.
God, no, it's heartbreaking. It's soul destroying watching her, seeing her go from being talking, walking, very social and skilled to not having anything now. Very teachers can't understand her. It's been heartbreaking how every single therapy, speech and languages, occupational therapy, everything shut down for kids, especially it. And it is soul destroying for families trying to get them back to where they should be. Now, skills, thankfully, her school is great. They've been on board and getting her reassessed for everything. So she now has learning disabilities because of lockdown. I'm at a catch-22. Do I keep my kids out and watch one deteriorate, or do I send them and then risk myself and my young child to COVID if they bring it home?
Okay, in answer to my question, do you believe the school should remain open throughout level 5?
I do and I don't. I believe that they should close, but then there should be something in place for children with special needs, i.e. whether they go in maybe once a week, twice a week to one class for special needs, just so that they don't deteriorate any worse than what they have. Mm. And my child's just one of many who has deteriorated over the forced lockdown, and no doubt there's thousands in
Okay, so you'd love to be able to keep them going to school.
In play for children with special needs, but then again, I don't agree with the skills staying open, not the way the numbers are.
All right, Denise, thanks very much indeed. And one final WhatsApp from Steph.
Hey, Adrian. So I just sent you a picture there in relation to the Facebook page that that girl was talking about. The reason I'm on the page is because they tell you exactly how many schools and cases daily have appeared over the last 24 hours. Now, the government aren't telling us that there's currently 511 schools in the Republic of Ireland with confirmed COVID cases. So I trust this page more than I trust the government.
The Sound of the City. 98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.